Blog Talk Radio.
Daughter of Destiny by Jenny Owens, and we want you to know you are beautiful, you are exceptional, and you are powerful. Welcome to the Secrets of Living Better at 50 Plus Radio Show. We're glad you're with us today. I'm Carol Doyle. I'm with Living Better at 50 Plus, an online women's magazine and blog community for women with spirit. You'll find us at livingbetterat50.com. That's livingbetterat50.com. We cover everything from health to wealth, and you'll find features on health, fitness, beauty, fashion, home style, food, travel, resort reviews, money, business, love, marriage, self-care, and caregiving. Whew, that's a mouthful. We also have a special section for women of faith, and where you'll find our daily devotions by Girlfriends in God who write for crosswalk.com and Bible Gateway. We're honored to have them on our site and to share their daily devotions. And, of course, our prayer videos with Prayer with Polly, which we feel is a really unique way of praying with women online. So please drop by to see us at livingbetterat50.com. But today on Secrets to Living Better at 50 Plus. Excuse me for the interruption. So today we have a special guest joining us, Marianne Eamon. And we're going to talk about an answer to disappointment. Have you been experiencing repeated disappointments, results which don't measure up to your efforts? Well, like so many of us that are looking for answers to our disappointments in life, maybe there's a lie that you're believing that is keeping you from discovering the answer to why you continue to find yourself on the shore of disappointment versus the hill of victory. So joining us today is Marianne Eamon, who is not yet on the line, but Marianne will share her own struggle with disappointment from childhood to becoming an overcomer. And before we get started, just a quick word from our sponsor, Twist25.
Have you noticed past the age of 30, your energy level, mood, skin, and body has changed, and maybe not for the better? It may have to do with DHEA levels. DHEA is an important building block for more than 50 different hormones, and the body naturally produces DHEA. We make the most DHEA in our prime, between the ages of 18 and 25. DHEA levels decline each year in men and women after about age 30. Research has established that maintaining healthy DHEA levels may help us feel more energetic, help reduce belly fat, and help us to get a better night's sleep. Often youthful levels of DHEA are tied to good health, while declining levels can contribute to an assortment of common health problems. Twist 25 is a high-quality DHEA supplement cream that absorbs easily into the skin, leaving no odor or oily residue. To learn more, visit www.twist25.com or call toll-free 888-489-4782. Look your best, feel your best with Twist 25, 888-489-4782.
All right, well, welcome back to the show. And before I want to make sure, Marianne, are you with us?
I am. Hi.
Hi there. Welcome.
Thank you.
Before we get started, I want to do a brief introduction of Marianne. There's some more information on the Blog Talk Radio page. And Marianne is a good friend of livingbetterat50.com. She's a contributor, and we've had the honor of having her as a featured writer on our website, and she's just a delight, an incredible woman. Marianne's mission is her passion, to empower people to discover, step into, and fully experience the fabulous abundant life for which they were created. Whether they're in business, ministry, or just in their personal relationships, we all want to live fully. And that's what Marianne's passion is all about. And she specializes in atomic breakthrough in record time. She is a spiritual mentor, a mindset specialist, a dream activator, and a business consultant. And, you know, Marianne, your background is so amazing. She was a former prosecuting attorney, a financial consultant for a Fortune 500 company, a successful entrepreneur, a homeschooling mom, and a ministry leader and counselor. And she's a full-time coach now, mentor, and speaker who brings to her clients an unusual set of skills and experience base. And I'll just add that's certainly sounds like the case, Marianne, with your just your professional background as well as your ministry and personal background. You bring amazing skills and experience to the forefront in working with women. And besides her credential, Marianne has overcome the wide sweeping effects of abuse, abandonment, discrimination, persistent shame, guilt, and worry. But not without first going through a divorce, multiple bouts of depression, persistent frustration and worry, nightmarish financial hardship, and antagonistic and fractured relationships. She totally gets it and knows how to help you have a strong, confident warrior mindset that works for you rather than against you. Her great asset for helping her clients achieve phenomenal transformation and success is her exciting relationship with God, who is absolutely crazy about her and the clients she serves. Marianne's gifted bridging the gap between people and God and hearing his heartbeat on their behalf and positioning them for profound revelation, direction, and fulfillment. And Marianne lives in New York, and on a 4 lovely park-like acres, which is amazing, in New York, it must be Upper State, I'm guessing, with her private investigator pastor husband, Gene, and they have 4 grown children and 8 grandchildren. Wow! Welcome, Marianne.
Well, thank you. We actually have 9 grandchildren now, and the 10th one is on the way, and we have a great-grandson.
Oh, my goodness, you don't look old enough to be a great-grandma. Now, that's shocking.
Well, I started when I was 12.
Well, you have an amazing family, and just knowing a little bit about your background and having you, you know, as a contributor almost since the time we launched Living Better back in 2011, I've gotten to know you, and, you know, you're just an incredible woman, and it's really an honor to know you, Marianne, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Carol. And I say the same thing about you. What you have launched here and done over the past couple of years is nothing short of amazing. I can't believe how much you've grown. And given where you started, it's pretty phenomenal. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, we have a lot of people to thank. We have 600-plus contributors like yourself, and not
all
of them on a regular basis, but we get to work with some amazing women, and we have a great team of 12. But, you know, Marianne, this week it's interesting because I hadn't scheduled anybody. We were going to maybe take a break. I'm traveling actually this week and have my daughter and granddaughter with me here in the Bay Area, and we're getting ready to head down to Monterey, California. But, you know, I felt like the Lord had somebody special for the show this week, and I was, you know, I had talked to a couple folks, and I was totally open to doing a show or not doing a show. And when I got your email with the article that you wrote, An Answer to Disappointment, I just really felt an unction to that maybe you were the person to join us today. And so I'm really glad you were able to take time to join us. And we're going to have a little shorter show than we typically do. We're thinking about going to a 30-minute format on a regular basis, because everybody's pretty busy and to be online for, you know, 45 minutes or on the, you know, listening to a show in MP3 sometimes can seem like a long time. But I felt like you were the person to join us this week, and after reading your article, I just had a confirmation that, you know, there are a lot of people out there, a lot of women. We all have experienced disappointment to one degree or another, and I think with your background, you know, can you share a little bit more? Because, I mean, your background and what you've gone through and what you've accomplished – is amazing. And can you just share a little bit more about that, you know, disappointment coming out of your childhood even, and where
sure,
you are?
Sure, sure. Well, you know, I start with the scripture verse that says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And there's a lot of people out there, you know, a lot of particularly women who have been waiting for things to change in their life, for their life partner, their beloved to come along, or finances to come in. And especially with the recession as it's been, and maybe things are turning around a little here or there, it seems like it's never going to change. And so there's a lot of brokenheartedness, and I've gone through my own stages and my own setbacks where they just seem like prolonged. And as I got older in life, this seemed like the period of fruition from the time I really wanted something to change till it actually changed either never happened or it took so long in happening. And it wasn't until just recently that I really received some enlightenment as to what this phenomena is. And working with clients a lot of times, when I work with my clients, there's a lot of embedded beliefs, and it can sometimes seem insurmountable. They want to start a business. They want to live their dreams. They want to fulfill their passions and start businesses. And there's all kinds of ideas that are floating around in their mind, but there's a part of them that says, do I dare? Do I dare to even try? And then the Rolodex of all the times that things didn't work out for them come flooding, and it just crushes them. So I started looking at some of that, and one day it really was a revelation. I spend every morning with the Lord. I have meditation time. I read the Word. But more importantly than that, I write to the Lord. I hear His voice, and I just bask in that glory. And as I've done that over the years, I've just noticed how I get more and more in touch with His favor for me, and that allows me to go out into all kinds of arenas and, as corny as it sounds, but shine. And I love shining when I go out because I love drawing people's attention, not just to me, but if they draw attention to me, then they can see the Lord. And that is what's so important to me. So when one day I was having this time, and I was thinking about why is it that there's certain aspects of my life or certain aspects of other people's life that you just feel stuck in. And even as much as you can go back and you can say, oh, it's this and it's that and so forth, you just don't seem to understand. And we have this platitude. We have this platitude in Christianity where, you know, just have faith, just have faith. Just keep believing. Mm-hmm. It's right around the corner. And a lot of times it's not, you know?
Hmm.
And so I started to really think about, well, why is that? And a revelation, a memory came surfacing, and it was when I was a little girl. And I loved when I was a little girl. I did a lot of things, plays and setting up all kinds of carnivals in our backyard, and I converted, I guess it was a chicken coop and barn into a schoolroom, and I had neighborhood kids that would follow me, and we just were always, I was all about the fun and adventure. And so, but in school, for some reason in school, I never could get picked for anything, and I didn't seem to, I didn't get included in things, and in fact, I got excluded, and part of it was I was Asian in a totally white culture, Korean during the Korean Wars when I was born.
Wow.
And so I lived in,
So
in my environment in my school, I think that I probably was discriminated against a lot, but I didn't understand that that's what was going on. So I had this memory that surfaced, and it was me wanting to be a singer and a dancer for a play this our chorus was putting on called Oklahoma. And I mean, when you think about it, a little nowadays, it probably wouldn't be anything to see a little Asian kid doing any play, no matter what it was. But Oklahoma is a Western with probably, I think a little Asian kid doesn't really fit into that picture, you know, but I was kind of ignorant about all that. And I thought, I just need to be in this play. So I went and told my mother that I got the part. I actually lied. And I said I got the part. Well, my mother was used to me not getting things, not being included. And I think she felt really sorry for me most of the time. And so when I got this part, I mean, she just lit up. And she got right to making that skirt. She, you know, somehow or another, we got the requirements for what kind of skirt it was going to be. I don't know if I was overhearing the teacher, but somehow I got some insider information. And my mother went and made that skirt. Well, when the time came for them to choose the people who are going to be in it and post the names up there, I was just crestfallen because my name was not on that list. And now I didn't know how I was going to tell my mother. Now, it's such a silly little thing to look back on this now, you know?
Yeah. But that was a huge disappointment, and that's something in your development years that often can stay with us.
It was a huge disappointment. Yes, it was. And on top of it, my mother was extremely strict. So if she found out that I had lied to her, then there was going to be hell to pay. And so I just couldn't have that. So I went up to the teacher and, you know, just tearfully pleaded with her, please, my mother's already made the dress. I have to be in this play. And she just looked at me, and I must have looked very pathetic, but she said to me, she didn't say no. She just said, well, let me think about it. And I don't know if guilt got a hold of her, you know, because I don't know what it was. It changed. But the week later, she came back to me, and she told me that I could be in the play. So I was just elated. But like I was saying in the article, my elation was dulled because I felt like I had manipulated my way in, and I had lied in order to make it all happen.
But you know what? Something that occurred to me, Marianne, is that just as you did to that teacher, you know, the Lord knows our heart, and when we often petition him for these things, and I know you have written a lot about favor, that crossed my mind when you went to that teacher, that she must have seen your heart because you were really petitioning her.
Yes, I think so. And I don't know what I was thinking at the time, but I think it's true. And what had happened earlier in the year, though, was I had another major, major disappointment, and that was a trusted family member had sexually abused me, somebody I loved and I trusted. And so the disappointment of that was so that I couldn't even look that person in the eye, and nobody came to my aid even after my parents found out about it, you know? I think I was looking a lot, too. I mean, I just love being in plays anyway, but I think I was looking for some validation from some place. And having had the guilt that I felt of manipulating and lying my way into that scene, it kind of carried it through me. And like I said in the article, there was a seed, I think, that got planted that the enemy used to really reinforce this lie. And the lie is that you don't deserve to have your dreams fulfilled. You don't deserve to be chosen. And that is really why the message of favor has been so important to me, because favor is all about being chosen. It's all about, you know, God picking you and working through you and treating you with special treatment, and not to the exclusion of anyone else or lord it over anybody else. He can do the same for every person. But for me, it was a very important message that did not come into my life till I was in my 50s. So what happened, though, is over all those years, you know, when the enemy puts something in your mind and you grab a hold of it, your life becomes a series of proving the point. So if I had a seed planted in me that I didn't deserve to be chosen, I wasn't good enough, I didn't deserve protection, then that seed grows, and you can see, if you look back over your life, you can see it manifesting in all kinds of ways. So by the time you get to...
It's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. I mean, when you dwell on something and prophetically speak things or think things over yourself, it's amazing how they do come to pass.
It is, and you might not even be aware of it. You might not even remember the origin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what had happened to me. So why, you know, sometimes we say, well, I know better than that. Why do I keep finding myself in the same place? Or why does that keep happening to me? Or why should I expect more? It's just going to happen again. And so we start cutting off the older you get, you know. And I think for living better at 50 plus, you know, I think we're all prone at that age even more so. If you haven't taken care of those embedded beliefs, you'll see the same things happen in your life over and over again, then you start to lose your nerve. Have you noticed that?
I think we get to a point, yes. And we don't have a lot of time to waste anymore. And I think a lot of women that I talk to decide, hey, this is a season that it's time to get it right, time to figure it out, time to move forward. Because if you don't do it now, it's just this, you kind of see your life as this, seasons, and this is kind of the last leg, and you got to address these kind of issues. So yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And I think too, you know, I was talking about how we have these thermostats in our brain, and if there's a certain subconscious level of abundance or finances or esteem that we've allowed ourselves, then anything that goes above that will be reset to come down to the level that we believe within ourselves. Our mindset really determines the course of our lives, doesn't it? Unless you have the Lord transforming it.
So what can you tell listeners on what would you recommend? And Marianne, her website, you'll find her. It's MarianneEman.com, transforming you from worrier to warrior. And so be sure to check out her website, and she has a lot of good information. But what do you tell your clients, and what can you tell the listeners to do to reset that thermostat? What's the first things we need to do?
Well, the first thing is that kind of do a little assessment where you're at. What are the things that be really clear about what your goals are, and give yourself permission to dream. Give yourself permission to express your desires. The Lord says, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you will have it and you shall have it. A lot of us think that that's a really nice Bible verse, but it is true. When we have the Lord in us, working in us, there is nothing impossible. But we sometimes don't quite believe that, and then we feel guilty we don't believe it. So we have to first let all that go. You know, just say it's a new day. Whatever comes, whatever I have from the past, whatever my thinking is from the past, Lord, I'm just submitting myself to you and my mind and my memories, whatever, I'm giving it all over. And putting yourself in a position to let him kind of do an overhaul and bring whatever needs to come to the surface, and journal about it. And the next thing that, once those things start to surface, then you have to basically say, what's really true here? What's really true? And replacing the truth, the lie, with the truth is a very huge step. You have to make a decision on a regular basis that what is true about you is better, is higher, it's more powerful than the lie about you. And if there's something about you that you feel is low, less powerful, incapable, whatever, you have to know that that is not of God, that is of the enemy, and therefore you have to give it the boot and tear the piece of paper up, burn it, whatever, and on a regular basis commit yourself to knowing what's true about you.
So it's really a process. It is a process. I mean, it you have to really take the time, as you talked about doing in the mornings. I mean, that it seems to be a good time to do it, to kind of recalibrate, as my co-host Prudence Lay says, and get that thermostat set right at the beginning of the day. I think. Yeah.
Absolutely. But you know what? Here's another thing. I'm so big on the favor of God, and I'll tell you why. We can go through and look at our mindset and examine this and examine that, and sometimes we get caught in the minutiae, right? Then we're starting to swirl down rather than swirl up. So if you focus on the favor of God and you start reading and look at the book of Esther, look at all the things favor did for Esther. Esther could not have fulfilled her destiny if she did not understand the favor of God and the favor of the king, and if she did not have that year of preparation basking in favor. That transformed her mindset. So if we really embrace the favor of God, we see how highly favored we are, that we are esteemed, we are honored, we are the delight in the Lord's eye. And you go through the scriptures on favor and see all the wonderful stories and benefits, and you immerse yourself in it, that is so much more fun than examining all the negative memories and things. And it'll start to just make those things fade naturally. It works so much more effectively. It's faster, and it's a lot more fun. And then you just take a favor journal, and you look, do favor sightings everywhere you go. Just look at, I just got favor here. I just got favor there. And you can start to fill a notebook up if you open your eyes to it. And once that happens, your courage starts mounting, and you start to become unstoppable.
That's good, yeah. It's kind of like the emphasizing with a young child. I mean, our minds are set, so if we reinforce something positive or reinforce something negative, that tends to be the thing, the very thing that we focus on. And I know there's a saying that I really love, that we hunger, you thirst for what you hunger for what you eat. And so if we're eating negative, we're going to, you know, we tend to gravitate towards that negativity more and more. So I love that, just focusing on, you know, the positive and the favor of the Lord and the things that we can highlight throughout the day versus and be grateful for. Thank you.
Yes. And I don't want to sound like a Pollyanna, like, and a lot of times people think, because I post on Facebook a lot of real positive stuff. I mean, I stay pretty positive in my postings. I stay positive in my words and my attitudes. But that doesn't mean, as you know, I've had abandonment, abuse, financial ruin. I've been through it all. And yet, there's always an upside. And I know how to take care of myself, and I think that's what everybody needs to learn to do. They need to be a student of what brings them down and what elevates them. Because when we are more elevated in our thinking, then the things that God has for us, we are more prone to receive. We don't have as many blocks as we elevate and do things that enliven our spirits and make us feel more valued and cherished and loved and fun. Have fun. So I know those seem like kind of cliche, trite kinds of things, but it really isn't that complicated.
Yes, and I think I want to encourage, because we've got about 3 minutes left, and I'd like to encourage listeners to please go and check out Marianne's website and also the article that kind of prompted the invitation to have you on our show today, Marianne, which is An Answer to Disappointment, which you'll find at our site or at Marianne's site. And it's the answer is to overcome the lie.
Overcome the lie, yes.
Yes, overcome that lie. And I know, Marianne, in your practice and in your business and your mentoring with women, that you believe that that can happen. It doesn't have to take months or years, but it can happen quickly with the right kind of work. What can you tell listeners to do to overcome quickly?
I'm sorry, I've
that. What can you tell listeners to do to overcome that lie quickly, into that it doesn't have to be a long process?
Well, first of all, call it a lie. A lot of times the lies we believe we accept as truth, and we don't even understand that they are lies, and we don't want to give them up a lot of times. So call a spade a spade. A lie is something that the Lord would never say to you. He would never think about you. So if it's negative and it puts you down and it's condemning, it's a lie. So call it a lie.
We've got 30 seconds left, so we're running out of time. But,
okay, so that would be the thing. Call it a lie and then find out what the truth is and then say those things until that truth is built up inside of you. Meditate on it. And there's one other thing, too. I forgot to mention, if they go to favoredbygod.com, there's also my book on favor. So they may want to check that out as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Marianne, for joining us today. And again, please check out MarianneEhmann.com, MarianneEhmann.com. Thanks for joining us today. Have a great week. Thank you for joining us, listeners.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.